Gospel Spotlight welcomes, I guess, Damian Merrill. Damian, how are you?
Doing great. It's an honor to be here, man.
Hey, it is an honor to have you. You're from the famous Merrill family. You've done work with none other than Donald Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
You're from that Wilmington, North Carolina area.
That's right.
Where everybody knows about the great Michael Jordan from
That's that area. Right.
Okay. Damian,
yeah.
Tell us about Donald Lawrence first and how you got started.
Okay. We've been knowing Donald Lawrence for years. I mean, a lot of people thought that he, this was something new, but before everybody has known him as the super producer he is today. We were raised up in the same denomination, church denomination, a long time ago, and my mother took him in. He my mother was like a second mother to him. So we were raised up like brothers, and so we've been knowing him for a long time. He did. I remember seeing him doing so many workshops and during that time and. Remember hearing so many songs, and we were just like family. We would all hang out, and listen to music. And he promised my mother whenever he gets to a point that he wants to in his career that he will bring us with him, and he stayed true to that promise. Yeah.
Now, you're with the famous Merrill Singers. You're going solo now.
Oh, I'm very excited. Very excited, and it's, it's something that, almost like how the Merles were. It was a long time coming whenever we did our album. But there's, it's exciting because there's so many, even in the ministry of the Merles, individually, we all have different ministries inside that one ministry. So I'm just one of the Merles that are leaping out, and you probably see quite a few more doing it soon.
Well, believe it or not, I had the opportunity last week, or maybe a week before last, to speak with your sister.
That's right. That's right. She's doing her thing, and it's awesome. Her project is awesome, and it's funny how it goes. It's a great family ministry that we have here. There are even other brothers in my family that you probably will hear about sometime soon at some point as well. We love to minister together, but then at the same time, we love our individual ministry at the same time. But we're still looking forward to coming back together and giving you guys another album.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the family ministry. How important is it to have a ministry? Is it just about the music, or is it important, just as important to have that ministry?
You know what? It's very important, and it's not just about the music. I do believe that it's a lifestyle. It's a walk. I believe that it's so important that you have a great relationship with Christ, and because when you're going out to minister to people, you want to show them and be the best example as you could. And so I believe that it's definitely more than just the music, but when the music and the ministry come together, that's what it really is all about.
Your new single, tell us about that.
Okay, my new single is called Kingdom Come. With the song, I wanted to remind listeners that when Jesus gave his life on the cross, that he brought back the kingdom of heaven to earth. So I just believe that there are so many things in life on earth that we're settling for, when we should realize that the kingdom is here right now, but we must choose what to live in it. So the song just talks about, God's kingdom and how God's kingdom operates with very different statutes. The earthly realm presents limitations, but in the kingdom of God, it's limitless. So we don't have to worry about, poverty. We don't have to worry about sickness and know that God can overcome it. And just by that little prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And so just through that particular saying, I think a lot of us have said it so many years and never really understood what it meant. So I really was charged to write a song that will really explain that more in depth for a lot of people.